We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omer Beis, and we are starting Mamash on Tap Ramad on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omer Beis. Zok the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that Shaya Karka Kolshu Matanosa Kayemes. That there's a difference if you give away all your property, all your nechosim. So then, if a person does that and he does not die, he could be chayzer, because the chazaka is he leaves something for himself. Mashenkin, if he leaves something over for himself and he gives the rest away, so the halacha is that the matana is kayemes. If he makes a kinyan, of course, and it's kayemes. Now, it says, Shaya kar kolshu is matanasa kayemes. Kama kolshu, how much is kolshu? You leave over 1 inch of karka, then already that's enough? Well, what's the shir? Because the loss of the Mishnah was kolshu. So does it mean ma'am is kolshu? Omer Rav Yehud, kama kolshu, Omer Rav Yehud, Omer Rav, karka kadeh panasasai. Has to be enough karka that it could support you. Which means it's enough, let's say for example, make it into a real example. The person has, you know, 5 apartment buildings, so he gives 4 of them away, but the last one he keeps to himself. So that apartment building, he can live off the rent for the rest of his life. So he left it for himself, enough to live. But he leaves over one shed that they give him $500 a month, and he has a whole family, that's not enough for Parnosa, that wouldn't be counted. But Rav Yirmi Abba Amar, it doesn't have to be karka. Even metatlam k'dei panasasa. Even though the Mishnah says shaye karka kolshu, so Rav Yirmi Abba says that it's enough to have metatlam k'dei panasasa. Even enough metatlam that they can do schayru with and have enough money, that also is enough to be considered a shir. So there's 2 chedushim from these Amarayim, Rav and Rav Yirmi, the 2 older Amarayim. They say 2 chedushim. First of all, they say what the Mishnah says kolshu is lav dafka, means more than kolshu, it means k'dei panasasa. And number 2, it's not dafka karka, it's even metatlam. Even the Mishnah says karka kolshu. Both those words are shtikal lav dafka. Kolshu is lav dafka, and also karka is lav dafka. Even from Mishai yourself, metatlam k'dei panasasai, that's enough. Om Rav Zeira, kama mechav neshmaitz asavi. How good and how on target is the memra of these elders, of the older Tevi Chavim? Because karka time am I... The ikoi, because if you live samach leo be samach net metalta nami ikoi samach leo, makes a lot of sense. The whole part of karka is leaving off karka because I can live off that. So metalta also same thing. That if you leave over metalta, I can live over it, off it. So what, it doesn't have to be dafka karka. It could be even metalta. Mask of Lord Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kasha. What's so good about this memra? Man dam metatlim, the one who says that we're talking about even that Mishayir, you leave over for yourself, metatlim, and that's enough. Karkatana, the Mishnah says karka. So how can you say that it's lav dafka? The Mishnah says karka. You find anywhere that if it says karka, it means something else? And man dam kdei panasosoi, the man dam teaches that koshu means kdei panasosoi, koshu tanan. It says in the Mishnah, koshu, so why are you saying any more than that? It's not so good. It isn't like the Peshat so much. It doesn't stem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says karka kolshu. Take it out like it says. You're changing it out to metatlim and k'dei panasasai. Omle abaya. What's the problem? I'll show you other places where you find that karka can mean even metatlim. Omle abaya. Halecha di tari karka karka dafka. But tonight we'll listen to the Mishnah. Hakoysiv kol nechosov la'avdoi. Someone writes all his nechosim to his eved. This is not daf dafka or shchimra astam. Someone gives all his nechosim away to his eved. So now the eved is one of his nechosim. So Allah is yotzei ben chayrim, because I give the eved all his nechosim, that star comes now like a star shichur as well. Because I'm giving you everything, including yourself. So then yotzei ben chayrim. Shayir kar koshu, I take a star and I write in it, it's all going to Johnny, my eved, besides for a certain piece of karka. Lo yotze ben chayrim, you don't go free. Why not? So the Rashbam explains, because since the Eved is hukash l'karkoyis, it says v'stachaltam is hukash l'karkoyis, so when I say shayik, I didn't say which karka it was, so when I say shayik karkoshu, maybe I meant you the Eved. And therefore once I'm a shay you the Eved, so then you're still Eved. If you're still Eved, you can't be koine l'chosim. Therefore, he doesn't go free, and he does not koine anything, because he's still Eved. Because when I was a shay, a certain karka, I meant you. The Rashbam speaks out that if you speak out the specific sada, I say, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides for the property on Park Avenue, so then, avada, you will go look b'charim, because I specify which karka it is. But here I said, stam karka. So maybe it means the Eved. That's what it says. Shai karka koshu lo yotze mecharim. From Shimon Eimer, no. If you say karka, you don't mean an eved. An eved is an eved, not a karka. Shimon Eimer, lo oilam hu ben chayrim, atchi yemer kol nichsay nesunan leploini avi chutz me'echod meribush behem. Until you say, I'm giving you all my nechasim, besides for 1 out of 10,000, which means, I'm giving you everything, but besides for, I'm being mashari something, when you don't specify what it is, then we assume it means the eved. And he's just trying to make the eved feel good, but you're not giving him anything, really. That's the only way. But if you say karka, that's karka, not an eved. So that's what Shimon says. Exactly. You're always mecharim.
Huh? Because
all this karka? Yeah. If you give all the karka, give every, all the chasim away. All the chasim away. Until you say, if you give all my chasim, and you mashai your karka, let's say, he still goes free. I give away all my chasim, but I said, besides for a piece of land, a piece of property, he goes free because he's not a piece of property. But if you say, I'll give you everything besides for one portion, you don't say what the portion is, then it won't go free. So we're going to concentrate on the Tanakhama to ask our kasha. Remember, Rav Yosef said that it says Mr. Karka Kosher means literal. And that's what it says. As Abai says, no, I find other places where the Karka Kosher does not mean literal. So here we have a Tanakhama that says, if I give away a Mana Chosim besides for Karka, the Eved does not go free because I assume mean the Eved. And on that, on top of Nun Aleph, Va'om Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav Elazar, Osu Metatlam Shir Eitzel Eved Le'Osu Metatlam Shir Eitzel Ksuba, which means like this, that it doesn't have to be Dafka Karka. Metatlam also, if I say Kol Nechosav La'Avdoi, and besides for a piece of Metatlam, he also doesn't go free. You know why? Because the Eved has an element of Metatlam also, because it can be moved around. And therefore, karka, when it says in the Mishnah, karka, doesn't mean dafka karka. Any shear, either shear karka or shear metaltham, the eved is not included. So here you see that, in this Mishnah, you see clearly that karka is lav dafka, even metaltham. Now, what did the member mean by saying, also metaltham shear eitz aksuba? That halacha is a different halacha. The halacha is that if someone gives away all his nechasim to his children, he also gives a little portion of karka to his wife. The halacha is, we had this Gemara before, the halacha is, that the wife loses the ksuba. The wife loses her ksuba. It's actually a Mishnah and Peah. The wife loses her ksuba because she accepted a little karka instead of her ksuba. It doesn't make sense. It says that she was quiet and because she was happy, she's going on shutif, so she's meichel her ksuba. That's what it says before. But that's dafka if she gets a piece of karka. If she gets a piece of metalflim, she's not meichel her ksuba. What's the reason? Because ksuba is usually collected from karka, not from metalflim. So that's the memra of Rav Dimi. He says, "Also metaltlim shir etzel eved. By a eved, I'm giving away all the chosim, I'm mishayim metaltlim. That's called a shir, and the eved is ki'ilu. He's not included. He's like a piece of metaltlim. And grad by ksubo, the loch is that's midat from karka. What do you see from here? That when it says in the Mishnah, shayim karka kolshu by the eved, it's lav dafka. So Abai tells Rav Yosef, what's your big kasha? Have other place like that also? So Mara answers, no. That case, that Mishnah of a Kosev Kol Nechasov, which is a Mishnah and Peah, or also a Mishnah and Peah, would not be a Raya. Would not be a Raya. Why not? Hasam Bedinu Dlovisti Karka. There you're right. It shouldn't have said Karka, because by Eved, it's either Karka or Metaltham. So there, it's Poshet that the word Karka is Lav Davka. It says Karka, just Agav the Resha. But I did Tony Resha, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Karka Kolshu. Now, these things Rabbi Kiva said of Davko Karka, for sure. Even a small piece of karka is chayiv in the mitzvah of peya to leave over the ends for the aniyim. Ubi bikurim, you chayiv in bikurim. You have to bring bikurim up to Yerushalayim and say the viduy of bikurim. V'lichtav aleihem the parash of bikurim. V'lichtav aleihem prizbul. The halach is that shmita knocks out all the chayvers. Now, if the malva, the lender, wants to hold on to his chayiv, he has to write a prizbul. And the only time you can write a prosbul is if the loiva has karka. Why does the loiva need karka? So I was going to show you why he needs karka exactly. Either because it's a milsa de loy shchicha that he wouldn't have karka, that I would lend someone money without karka. I want him to have karka so he could pay back. It's a milsa de shchicha, therefore we're going to stack the prosbul that case, in that way. But the Rashbam, he says, because it's the halacha is, if you have a mashkin, if the malva is holding on to a collateral, there's no shmita. So here, what we did by prosbul is, we made ki'ilu, you're holding on to collateral. So you have to have a piece of karka to have collateral. Matatu is not collateral that you're holding, because you could put it anywhere you want. So therefore, you have to have karka. So halacha is that, to have bichayim and pay any karka, but kurum is karka, and prosbul is karka, Liknois imahem nechostim she'en lehem achrayis bekesef uveshtar v'chazoko to make kinyan agav also yidi karka. If someone's buying karka with a kesef, with money or shtar or chazoko, so he's koina agav that, he could be koina metaltlim. And that's dafka by karka. So the Mishnah there at the beginning was talking about dafka karka, not metaltlim. All those things dafka karka. Therefore, when it came to the Eved, Mishvachta on the karka. But Avada, it's very possible karka is lav dafka in that Mishnah. But here in our Mishnah, why would it say karka if it's not dafka? It's dafka. So it doesn't mean to say karka. It must be dafka. That was a racist kasha. Abai tried to answer that we find a peya karka as lav dafka. The Gemara says, no. There, it's lav dafka, but the reason why we say karka is agav the resha, because the resha is dafka. By peya and bikurim, obviously there's no bikurim on metaltim. There's no peya on metaltim. There's no prusbal on metaltim. There's no agav on metaltim. So there, it's a karka. Therefore, here it says karka also. The Gemara has one more similar question on this man, on this Rav Yosef, who said that on the kol shul part, there is a kol shul means kol shul. Don't tell me it means k'dei parnasasa. So Abai says, what do you mean? I'll show you other places where kol shul means more than kol shul. B'chol hecher etani kol shul less lo shura, v'atanam relinten mishnah. Rav Yosef and Hokunis omar. Chomesh recheles gezuzos. Now, halacha is something called reishis hagetz, that when you cut and you shear the wool off your animals, you have to give a certain part of it to the kohen. But the Gemara, the Mishnah learns that, learn from Pesukim, that it's only if you're cutting a certain amount of wool, shearing a certain amount of wool. But if it's a very small amount, there's no din of the matnas kunas. What's the shear? The shear is like this. You have to be cutting five recheilos, five sheep, and you're being geizes the weight of mana pras for each one, which is 750 mana. A mana is 100 zuz, 750 zuz. Not 7.5 mana, which is 750 zuz, 7.5 mana. That's how much a shear, 1.5 mana per animal of wool. Then, if you have that much wool, you give reish shagaz. That's the Tanakama Shita. Chomesh recheles gezes, mana pras, that's the gezes. Chayeves reish shagaz. No, it's enough to have chomesh recheles gezes, kol shehen. A kol shehen, it's all, you need five, because you learn from Pasuk of chomesh shayna suyos, but it could be a mashu. What's a mashu? But I mean, kama kol shehen, how much is a kol shehen? A marav, mono pras, 150 zuz for the whole entire thing, which is 30 zuz per animal. Instead of 150 per animal, 30 per animal. Well, vachye mechamashay, so it has to be equal, 30 in each one. So you see, klar, So Rabbi tells Rav Yosef, it's a big problem, kol shu can be not lav dafka, but here it's klar lav dafka. We have a kol shu, and it still means 150. So Rav Yosef answers to that, hosom b'dinu d'loy listi kol shu, shouldn't say kol shu. V'aydi d'ka'amar tanakama shura rabba, compared to the tanakama's huge share of 150 per animal, so ama iu nami shura zutra v'kar l'gil kol shu. And he says a small share, it's called kol shu. That's what's called kol shu. In relation to the first found the Yomar, it's called kol shu. And therefore, it's not a raya, not like Rav Yosef. But the Gemara ends over here that we had the Amaroyim that explained pshat in the Mishnah is that it could be metaltlim and it has to be k'dei panasosoy. And we have Rav Yosef's kasha on that. That how could it be? It says kol shu tanan. And that's Rav Yosef's kasha. And let's see how he paskin. You have to look at the paskin, how he paskin. It's not pasha, how he paskin. But in any case, we have the Amorayim say that it could be even metaltlim as long as k'dei panasosoy. Rav Yosef argues, says, what do you mean? It says, karka kol shu, I in the poskim, how we paskin l'maisa.